Good morning, Tom and Mother.
Good morning.
This morning, would you like to tell us a bit about your early days with family and growing up? Firstly, your parents maybe. Was it your mother that had the oldest ties with the valley?
Yes, she was. Because of old ties.
Yeah. Was she a bright?
Yes, she was a bright.
Yeah, I sort of picked up that mill hill where we were.
Yeah.
Was the bright.
That's right.
Farm and your place probably. Was she a daughter of one of the Bryants?
She's a daughter of the Bryants.
Yeah. And who was her father then?
Thomas Bryant.
Thomas Bryant. Yeah. Is that who you named after?
Yeah, that's what
they
came from.
Yeah. Do you know who you lived where we were living? Melville, next to us? Was that another Bryant?
Yes, Bryant's lived down there. My father was a returned soldier.
Yeah.
And he came to the valley there.
Yeah.
And the Bryants were living down there then.
Yeah.
That's when he sort of got connected with the Bryants. He got married and there was Bryants on both places down there.
Yeah, I sort of thought that was the case.
Yeah.
And Horrigan's not a common name, is it?
No.
What's the origins of that?
Well, they came from England.
Yeah.
My father came over there and then he was up at Levin.
Oh, yeah.
Then, at the end of the war, and he went down there onto a rehab farm.
Oh yeah.
That's what ours was. It was a rehab farm.
It was the First World War.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he started farming then, or had he been a farmer?
No, he'd been farming before.
Yeah.
And he went into there.
Yeah.
But he was on one farm there.
Yeah.
And his brother was on the other farm.
Oh, yeah.
They were on the two of them for a start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they both married Bryants.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Because it was a big family of Bryants. Yeah, there was six or seven girls in it there.
Oh, yeah.
No boys, were all girls.
All girls.
So they both got married from there.
Oh, yeah. So there were no Bryant sons to take over those other sort of farms then?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, there was... the farm where your family were on.
Yeah.
I mean, that had been a Bryant place on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, it takes a lot of sort of remembering it all.
Yeah, it's possibly 80 years ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. So you were born down there?
I was born in the valley. I've lived in the valley all my life.
Yeah.
Went through the school and... Yeah. Everything. I've never moved out of the valley since.
Yeah. So you went to the valley school?
Yeah.
A small one in your day?
No, it wasn't actually. It got smaller in later years.
Were the children, I understood there were children sort of farmed out there during the war years?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Did you know some of those? So I wasn't aware of that history for some time. But
The Jameses up there, they used to have people coming in there, they get...
They were like, the old word would have been orphans, sort of? Did they come out, the children that came out there
like
orphans?
Yeah.
What would they call them in those days? The welfare, they didn't have welfare.
No, it's such, like more welfare that these that children were.
Yeah.
That one part, Tom, didn't they have two school teachers there?
Yes, they did.
So in your day there were two rooms to the school?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was this the old building that was down in the corner of the playground? Or?
No, that was a library down there.
Oh, it was a library in our day?
Yeah.
In our day it was a library, but it was all shut up and locked, and yeah. We never went into it. So.
No, that was...
It was always...
Well, I used to go into it there when, when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
But gradually shut down a lot of things in there.
In the valley?
Yeah.
I think it boomed about the time Goldsmith, he got to three teachers, and then it just dropped off again, didn't it? The changing state of the valley.
The biggest drop was when they started opening up in Johnsonville.
Yeah.
They see a lot of the people. Yeah. They wouldn't send their kids away to anywhere else, but if they could leave them there, they were quite happy.
Yeah.
But then they started, and they were moving them out.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the Joshua school children came into the valley.
Oh yeah.
See, in the later years, there was hardly any valley people there. They were all going to Johnsonville, and the Joshua. Once we came, there's people from the Johnsonville coming out there.
So this is in about 10 years ago?
Yeah,
or 20
yeah
years
about
ago?
That, yes.
Yeah. It's a little bit sad in a way, was it, did you think?
It was. Then, of course, we used to have a get-together there with all the children that went to the valley there.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as they started getting version from there, that's what just stopped it.
Yeah. They used to have those sports days and picnics in the early days, wasn't it? So there were two rooms when you were there then?
Yes, there were two rooms.
So that would have been maybe 40 kids or something?
It'd be something like that, I suppose. I don't know just exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It was quite a lot there.
Yes. When we were there, we were about 23 to 25, and we were down to one teacher. And then it got up to three rooms, three teachers, and then it dropped sharply again, didn't it? And they finally closed it, and I think that's a pity, because it had a lovely swimming pool and the courts and a playing field. And
it had everything they needed there.
Yeah. So you had a brother and a sister, did you?
Yes.
And you all went up to school
there? Yes, we're all there.
It's quite a distance, isn't it?
Yes.
What, 2 miles or something?
Yeah, see, there was four of us.
Oh, yeah.
Went to school there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, when I first started there, I mean, there was no transport, nothing. You walked all the way up.
Did you walk?
Yeah.
You didn't have a bike or bicycle? No. Oh, that's
walking in those days.
That would have taken you a good half hour to get to school?
Oh, yeah, take that.
Yeah. And
We used to cut across the crossroads there.
Down through Manning's?
No, yeah, where Manning's out there.
Yeah.
We used to cut across there.
We did too.
Yeah.
Down the fence line.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was about the only bit you could cut off, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They had strawberries in there 1 year before they built their house. I'll never forget about that. And did you go on to secondary school, or was that out of the question?
No, it was out of the question.
Yeah.
So that was at the end of the... when they had the thing, end up there and cleaned up. And there was a few that never, the Hume boys, they went into secondary school.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could afford it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other farmers couldn't afford it.
Oh.
It was just at the end of the Depression.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I never got to, I only went through to the school there, that was all.
Yeah. That was the same for you people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In Coast Road. Yeah. She always wanted us to go on and go to secondary school.
I was a bit disappointed afterward that I didn't get to secondary school or anything,
yeah.
but I managed all right without it.
At the time, it was what you did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you went straight on to helping on the farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went out, I was droving for a while.
Yeah.
And all the different ones that wanted sheep taken out to the sales and that sort of thing, they used to ring me and get me to take them out.
So all the people in the valley sort of would give you a ring?
Yeah.
And you'd take them to the sale yards in Johnsonville?
Yes, sale yards.
Yeah. Any further afield than that? Or?
No. We took cattle out and they were usually young men being sent away and put them on the rail there.
Oh, yeah. Is the railway line went through Johnsonville?
Yeah.
I sort of forget about that.
The yards there were where the... this station is now.
Well, where the mall is, yeah. What, and you'd put cattle on a rail and they'd just go north?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Did you play sports then? Was there any chance to?
Yeah, yes, I played rugby a lot of it. But for a start, I didn't play it was nothing for us ever then. As everything got settled up, and when all the late blokes came back from overseas, we all went into rugby then.
Did you have a team in the valley, or did
No, it was only Johnsonville. But there was quite a lot of them from the valley playing out there.
Yeah. Like Keith and all of East and
those.
I remember there was a match in
France. They were playing.
Were they? Yeah. I sort of remember a match in Keith Best paddock. I don't know what that was about, do you?
I know what that was about. That was a trampling crowd. They wanted to play against it just a social thing.
Yeah.
And that's what that was.
Oh. Was it a one-off or did they do it regularly?
No, we did it for 3 or 4 years.
You had scouts coming onto your farm, don't you?
Scouts and then field guides.
Yeah. So they used to come and camp on your property and do all their outdoor sort of school things, did they?
Well, that's where my house is.
Yeah.
That was where they were camping. They used to camp up there. When we were building the house, we built the house, they moved up into another paddock.
Only when you went up there?
Yeah.
The tree's still up there in the bush?
The what?
The bush and the tree's still there?
Yes.
So that went on for many years with a good guy? That must
have been
many years, was it?
Yeah. It's surprising. Now, later in life, you're going somewhere and and there's a woman there working there. She was about to say, Horriban. Oh, we used to go onto a farm of Horriban.
Yeah.
And, it's surprising just how much it went back.
A lot of young girls and boys went through that. So there was your brother David and Grace, the other ones.
And Peter.
And Peter, I didn't know Peter.
No, he was the oldest one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Grace went nursing, I remember that.
Yeah, she went nursing.
Yeah, I suppose there wasn't work for girls, even if she wanted to be on the land. So there was a chance for her to go out and train. Yeah. So you enjoyed living out there and working on the land?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You didn't have any longing to do something else?
I was quite happy with farming.
Yeah. And so at the beginning you were doing sheep farming then, or before the cattle?
Sheep farming and cattle, it was a mixture of it then. We were dairying for a while, while the depression was on.
Yeah. But you said that was, it sort of tied you down a lot, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.